Blog Talk Radio.
We'd like to welcome you all in to this edition of Fox Sports Major League Baseball, today against the St. Louis Belchers and the Chicago Vendomas. This game is brought to you in part by Steel. That's right. It builds buildings. Steel. All right, my partner Tim McCraver is in the bathroom right now. It's a handy, I believe. But Oliver Pam is down on the field. Tell us about the conditions, Oliver. Pam?
Hi, Joe. Thanks. Great to be here. Conditions down on the field tonight. A bit icy.
Today, Chris Carpenter faces off against Ryan Samardzija.
The following program is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
That's right, motherfucker.
Five.
And
four.
Come on.
Three.
Come on, bring it to me.
Two.
Come on, you ready now? Come on.
One.
Rip and rap. Hip hop freestyle.
That's me.
And friends!
And that's Grim. Tonight's guest on episode 61 is my good friend Grim, a.k.a. McNasty. Another Albuquerque pioneer. So, yeah, he's a classy, classic dude. So welcome to episode 61, man. How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. You know, you're not a beginner on this show. You have been exposed once before. Sexually as well as on this episode. You've been on an earlier episode.
Yes.
You've been naked in public. Exposed.
All in my dick.
See, that's what's weird about this show is we talk about our penises. We're okay, we're free, and we're open to talk about our, you know, little fellas downstairs, you know.
Perspective.
I'm your host, Nick Furious. You're listening to Rips and Raps, episode number 61. Tonight's guest is Grim. He is the only guest, although I've put together quite an episode. Now, it's the dawn of the Zobra, the Santa Fe legend, and you know this complete folkloric, part of our culture that happens every year in Fort Marcy Park. It's happening tomorrow, Thursday, in Santa Fe. So, we are gonna partner up with the OUR, radio guys. So the Occupy Underground Radio crew, Mary Stockton. Oh, are you? That was nice. So Mary Stockton, Benjamin Pogue, and, CT, my boy Corey, we're going to share this block of 2 hours here on blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground. So you're going to hear a little bit of my show, and then a little bit before the hour, we're going to switch over to their show, which is they're going to be playing music. They're going to be dancing in the streets, having political and debates and very deep conversations. In the meantime, you're going to be with me and Grim on the Rips and Raps program doing some freestyle raps and getting involved in some skits and some otherworldly, mind-expanding, you know, type stuff that will hit you in the middle. Exactly. If you like this show, you can catch it out most every Wednesday. We put it out in the evening about between 9 and 10. So look forward to stream at blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground, or you can always archive it through ripsandraps.podomatic.com. Through them, you can also get it through your iTunes, through Podomatic. So, we're out there. Grim, I know, is out there, too, in many ways. He's sort of out there. And then he's out there as an artist, putting out content in many different ways. We're going to talk a little bit about that tonight on the show, and what it is to be sort of an underground, you know, avant-garde artist. You know, you're putting together content and medium, all these different mediums, to make art. Music's part of it, but you do a little more than just music. I know you play with yourself a lot. There's your doll collection. But sincerely, you're doing the filming, you're doing the video stuff on top of the music stuff.
Oh, yeah. There's a couple of new music videos, new tracks, so I'm doing big things.
doing big things. See, there we get back to the penis stuff again. I don't really, I'm not sure the show is meant for children, so please.
Oh, children have penises too. Some.
Not all. I mean, some of them have vaginas.
I'm familiar with it.
Half, at least. Hey, we're pretty lit up, and that's what Rips and Raps is all about. My name is Nick Furious, and you're listening to my weekly podcast. Thanks for coming, yeah, thanks for coming. Got Grim up on the show tonight. We're gonna spit a little freestyle and unite. We're gonna shine like a light bright in the darkness to give you a little bit of an establishment. Come this way, walk this direction. If you wanna hang out with the big thing erection, I'm the intersection with my resurrected stories. Furious the rapper, yo, Grim allegory. Come on, now.
I'm so stupid with it. I don't even care, always making music with it. Or what they do, just with it. A step or two to mine, a step up every time, step up when to do it right.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good, we up in this place. And when you're furious, we're chilling in the spirit, you make the
voice.
Never a waste, never a taste, never for nothing. It's okay, I make the dollars in the mouth like stuff. I fucking get it, but you wanna tiger up, I cut it up and I step up in this shit, we up in this whatever they want. Motherfuckers won't get it long. It's like a cool fight when we do that for you. And we do it for the beats and the rips and raps, the rips and raps, the rips and raps.
Rips and raps, the rips and raps.
Do 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 do. Episode 61, next week 62.
Keep on turning them and chugging them out. Making people on the mountaintop shouting shit out like, hell yeah! I love rips and raps. Furious makes the best shit. Put me on the map, podcasting. That's right, I'm outlasting all these other mother effers on the shit when I'm blasting. You got a blog, man, hit me up. Let's all band together and we can make it happen, yo. One love, one life, one community. Sometimes I get charged up, but that's just cause I'm passionate, like Grim when he's burping. Maybe I burped at the same time I was rapping and squirting. Squirting in my pants, joking and lurking in the corner. Yo, Grim, tell him why we the goner.
Cause we probably on some wanna. Nah, I'm just kidding, we ain't no alcoholics, but we wanna go on a smoke, you never wanna. What you wanna, like some wanna, ace and shorter. When I'm on this shit, shorter, blast ya, coming straight past ya. These motherfuckers wanna ask why we put them out to pasture. Whatever, it's cool, we come through clever. We pull it like a lever, we do it like what better. No sweater, just fucking rockin' with your t-shirt. What you wanna do with your hurt, it's like a t-shirt. Your fucking bitches, coming through, we rockin' for the bitches. I don't even care what we do with the truth. You need to eat when I do it. Hey, why they wanna do it? Hey, cause everybody gotta do it like that. Gotta do it like that.
It's just like the business world, same as business. Everybody knows by now, all businessmen completely full of shit. Just the worst kind of low-life criminal cocksuckers you could ever want to run into. A fucking piece of shit businessman. And the proof of it is, they don't even trust each other. They don't trust one another. When a businessman sits down to negotiate a deal, the first thing he does is to automatically assume that the other guy is a complete lying prick who's trying to fuck him out of his money. So he's got to do everything he can to fuck the other guy a little bit faster and a little bit harder. And he's got to do it with a big smile on his face. You know that big bullshit businessman smile? And if you're a customer, well, that's when you get the really big smile. Customer always gets that really big smile as the businessman carefully positions himself directly behind the customer and unzips his pants and proceeds to service the account. I'm servicing this account. This customer needs service. Now you know what they mean. Now you know what they mean when they say, we specialize in customer service. Whoever coined the phrase, let the buyer beware, was probably bleeding from the asshole. But that's business. That's business.
You're listening to Rips and Raps, the Whistlemen Diction Program with Nick Furious and friends.
Tonight we got Grim on the program. Program. We got the Occupy Underground radio head. Grab the passing off at the end of the show. Here we go. Oh, I'm like the Doppler effect. I'm like, whoa. I'm like the Doppler effect. I'm like, whoa. I'm like the Doppler effect. I'm like, whoa. I'm like the Doppler effect. Yo, me and my man Kevin said we want to be the Doppler effect. I'll tell you later, here's the name of the cassette. I take it back to the old school. Maybe LP, put it on my record player.
player, yeah, you know me, oh. Sitting in my Barca lounger, it's 1973, who's Doogie Howser? We haven't gotten there yet, it's that 70s. I'm chilling out, getting down in them old dots in the street, smoking it. Yeah, that was that old school pop, but shit was really messed up, cause it wasn't really poke pop. But now we got that shit, yo, that blows off your brain. So take it back to the past, man, it's insane. Doppler effect, yo, it's like the Doppler effect. Like the Doppler effect. Like the
doctor
respect. Yo, Grim, tell
him
what's up, man.
Yeah, partner. Just killing in the chat. Willing to do stuff like ladies, what you want. I don't know, we feeling fine. It is so divine. When we come through, feel like cooling high on the beat. Surprise. We do this hit repeat, and we smoke it like a motherfucking Like a fleet on some nasty ass shit. Like some crackhead shit. Like some back in the day. Have some crackhead shit. Now it's giving. A fuck is with that shit. We make a living. What we do is so fine. It's what it's giving. It's what we giving. It's what we doing. So we happy when we feeling so fine. What you got? Like the Doppler effect. I'm in my prime when I rip that shit. Up in the timing. Up in the cuss. And I be busting like, nah, shit. I don't know.
Like the Doppler effect. Hey, hey, whoa.
The Doppler effect. You can't retake that.
Yo, it ain't about weather. You can't retake shit, man. This is all better. Well, worse is better, or worse for better, 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 better. Bitter beer, batter face, bitter bear, batter. I beat your bear in the badass bastard bathroom. See, you don't do nothing but make it happen when you chew and eat a cashew. Cashew.
Fine, that was nice, that was nice.
That was fucking
I'm okay
nice.
With my rap on that. I think it was alright, but I forgot.
He's a perfectionist.
I'm not trying to play this person.
You don't impersonate. You don't impersonate. You know what's up, yo, Grim, tell him what's up on the mic, man.
Alright, let's have a challenge in this, man.
Alright, do it.
Yeah, let's do it. I challenge you to rhyme.
Do it. I check.
Alright. To rhyme Optimus.
Yo, they call me the Optimus Prime. Optimally, I'm the optometrist. Ophthalmology and ophthalmology in my mind. I'm just getting down with opinions. Yeah, I'm the one who breaks it down like onions and Paul Bunyans. Wearing my bunions on my feet. I can't even walk properly because I've done so many things in the street. Okay, now, Grim, it's your turn. Here's the word, man. Use the word big perm. That's two words.
Big perm, I get words. I don't know. I just fucking get certainly busted on the big perm and suggested. I don't know. I just surprise when I take a blow. Big perm. I don't need to get big germs. I mean, I'm sick for...
All right, I'm going to interrupt you because I was whack and gave you two words. I'm going to give you one word right now, and that word is translucent.
Translucent, my man's juicing. Lay up in the place, Ryan Braun, know you have to be boosting. Like I'm gone 60 seconds. I'm rapping and stupid like Nick Cage when I'm flexing. Look silly, around that shit, keep it illy. I rhymed it only once or twice, but yo, you feel me? It's probably all good when we do that, like, really, though.
Yeah,
really,
I just got
though
out the car smoking Phillies, bro. Where's my cousin Philly at, man? He's Philly, bro? I don't even know, I need some more than Philo, though, so I can make me a motherfucking donut hoe. Y'all know to stick it in the other end. Other men don't even know, but other friends aren't even Americans. They just laryngitis. I'm Larry Davis. Without a precise popper and a helicopter, I'm offering you different options and opinions. I'm a 401k minion, I'm listening, I'm not listening really, I'm Evan Baxter. I've just been told by God I need to build a boat so animals can sail away. But really in the movie, they don't need to sail anywhere. They come from nowhere, they go nowhere. It really don't make no sense, no how, no way, no why. But it's a movie, yo, that's what we do it, man. What's the word, man? Your word of the day is wisdom.
Up in the studio kicking, we do this shit, hit it in the booty hole chicken. I don't even know what you want some stupid old chicken. I bust it and I take it off when I be chicken. What you want, hit it in the kitchen. We do it and we done, oh, get the gauntlet, rock it till we got it. I don't even know what you want, bitch. What the fuck you gonna do?
What the hell you
gonna do?
What the fuck you gonna do?
What the fuck you gonna do?
Welcome to the Art of War.
Dewey, those books aren't for babies. Here, watch the Teletubbies.
How dare you! That book may hold the key to my enslaving of all mankind. Ooh, fuzzy. God, the more I resist, the more intriguing they become. I can't look away. Yes, yes, again, again. Oh, dear God, please, once more.
Please, once more. Please, once more.
Smokey. I like smoke.
My name is Wanky. Quack, 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 quack.
Hello. Hello. My name is Diabetes.
I like to smoke.
And welcome to Telebuddies. And I know when I feel low, I go and visit my friends here in Telebuddy Land.
Oh, I'm a Telebuddy. I go by the name of Wanky. Quack, 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 quack. If you pass me that lotion, I'll show you how to have real good time.
We play together here in Telebuddy Land.
Yeah.
Hey, would somebody please get rid of these stupid little? What are you people?
There,
what are these?
Yeah, no,
get out of here.
This is
our studio. This is a Rips and Raps. We already paid for time, guys. No, you're gonna need to get the. Yo, I'm representing right here, yo. No.
Mikey likes it when you yell.
You don't ever talk to me like that, you little twerp.
Hey, that one's flipping you off.
You know what?
Listening to episode 61 of Rips and Raps, featuring Nick Furious and Grim.
Yeah, boom. I think this is a room, what you dissing? Motherfucker, people need to listen. We up with this shit, not kidding. Motherfuckers wanna be getting what they getting. I don't give a shit in, motherfucking kitten. I strangle you, make your way to kill the fucking cat. What I bring it to, what you wanna do? Leave you hanging blue, what you wanna do? Motherfucker, what you wanna do? What you wanna do? Like,
wanna do, man? We come getting at you like some Taekwondo, tofu, doju, dojo. Y'all know the go flow, GoPro. Put it on your head. Oh no, got the camera record. Got the people on the place standing on the side, but they just wanna get the base. People like being urinated on us, golden showers. I'm living in this world of suppressing all of these wildflowers. Come on, Dr. Octagon, where's the pencil at? I gotta write it down like motherfucking Larry Barker bats. I'ma smash it up, ya. Yeah, that's right, we upper chuck ya. With burp coming in the place like Larry Ducker. Yeah, I made up a motherfucker, and I don't really care. Furious on the microphone, likes to wear frilly hair. I make it up as I go along, that's what we do. Freestyle is my show, it's on the avenue, man. We make it up, it's like a cypher ripping, rapping it. It's the Whistling Diction Show, you get to having it. Yeah, I got my boy Grammys up in the place, so I'ma pass it on back to this crazy motherfucking nutcase.
What's up, Ace? We do this in the building, no, we just placed. I don't even care what race. It's just chill cause we up late night on this podcast. When we do that, got the crown set. If you want that, I don't even know. Like I was motherfucking on dad, like the flow. Feeling Westside connection. Feeling so ill when we there within the section. Motherfuckers flexing, let me get back. Let me get this, yo, let me get that. Let me get this, yo, let me hit fast. Fly on the style when I get it like, woo. Ooh, supposed to hit that shit with the dude. Motherfucker, what you want? What we who knew? Motherfucker, what you want? Go. We still be flexing on flow. They all know it don't even matter because my fucking got better. I
climb to the top of the building and jump offline, soaring up high, motherfuckers dying. Blap, blap, blap when the motherfucking nines is. What you want that? What you want? Fucking die shit. I'm just kidding, cause I ain't killing no one. I'm a nice motherfucker. What you told you? What you holding? What you want? What you want? What you going with you like? Keep on doing that. You gon' stay it up, right? I'm gonna cut you like a knife, cause I'm fast like that. What you want, dude? Wanna hear me rap like that? What they fat like that? What they who? What they is? What they motherfucking is? What the fuck you want, shit? I'm gonna do this real quick like I'm scratching. Everybody feeling fine like back in the day. I hit the back, then sway, mix it like yay. I'm just kidding, no, cause I ain't do that today. What they want, where we kick it this day. We go fucking fly when we get up to a day. Every morning, I'll take it breaking like the dawning. Fucking yo, shit, pussy bomb it, pussy bomb it, pussy bomb dick, 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 you better be ready to go.
Better be ready to go and flow. Come on now, that's what happens. Rips and raps in, come on, we jump packs in. Shooting them three pointers, yeah man, you don't even know what's coming up next. You a goner, you a loner, you walking around by yourself. There's no one you'd rather be with than Elf, Will Ferrell, yeah, Swoozy Kurtz. Break it on down like my name was worse. Curse Russell's, Brussels Sprouts, the man of muscles. I am the mass, the myth, and the man of the mantra. Motor, motoring, yodering, yodeling, odelay like Yoda does on an old, old, colder day. I fucking make it up, shit. Luke Skywalker can suck my little blaster ass. So hand me over lightsaber so I can lance off your salance. You better be ready to dance for the devil in the pale moonlight. Life, it's the plight of the mankind tonight. Night, we ignite, night, night, ignite like Knight Rider. Yeah, you could call me Johnny Blaze. I'm fucking it up like method. I got more man on this team than Wu-Tang could dream. Even with the killer dream, even with them killer spleens and them killer dreaminators. I'm Ghostbusters, Egon Spangler. I'm the resurrector of the Wrangler. Ah, me and Grimm got this. You motherfuckers ain't got shit on this.
Hey, you brought up an interesting question. This is something that a lot of real hip-hop heads ask. Is, can we come together to name all of the original members of the Wu-Tang Clan?
Stay tuned to find out. Each week, Rips and Raps comes to you in your sleep. And if you're living and you're dreaming, don't be lethargic. You gotta be Billy Beeman hitting the start, so type Billy, yo. Breaking it down, smoking Phillies, and I'm eating Phillies. What's the difference between the Phillies? I'm going after Phillies. Feel me? Philly, my friend named Philly. I'm on the microphone, chilling like I'm Chilly Willy. So I'm like Billy, I got my club when I will. I'll smack you over the head like the Philly Club Bill. Yo, Billy Bonnie, Billy, Billy Bonnie William. Yeah, you other people don't even know while I kill them, but the killing in red, I'm killing them dead, I'm leaving them softly executed. I'm extorting them with these retributional acts of freestyle. Penelope, Penelope Cruz.
Acts of rap and Penelope Cruz. We'll be getting these views, we'll be getting these. Getting these shoes, getting these moves, they getting these shoes. Rockers, hunts, I love them and look. Now we rock a chopper. Freestyle, cypher, cypher, cypher. The freestyle, bring your cypher, cypher. How much you got? I come on, let me drop it. Give a high for the people with the audience. They rockin', no, keep it on. Proper is rhyme that shit twice. What you wanna get? I don't know, I'm chillin' cause I'm jelly. Tryna get feelin' so fine. Wanna be the fuckin' Santa Fe. IPA, every fuckin' day. But we do this in the Albuquerque. Motherfuckers wanna hear just what we say. And we so silly like we talking on some EDA. Like, wait, hold a second. Let me keep the bass. And I'm feeling in the section and I'm feeling so black. I motherfuckers wanna feel it so cash. I don't even care what I'm about. The rap, but you stupid. What you know about my fucking life? What you know about us? But you know we do it right. You smoking fucking ice, fucking breaking bad shit. What you want? I'm the real fucking breaking bad bitch.
Call me Heisenberg, but I will never sail upon the Hindenburg and go down in a field of glorious blaze. Oh my god, the humanity in its days. Yeah, yo, flip it up, rip it up, let's go. You gotta have a little something new, still in klepto. I'm correcto, yo, I'm a klepto, I'm a klepto. A click tick, I'm clipping the sun, lingering, lingering, listening, greeny breath. I don't even know what I'm saying, but I'm leaving it to death.
furious the rapper. This be the Rips and Rapper. You can call me Parappa the Rapper when I zap ya. PlayStation man is coming out new shit. While they're trying to invade Syria on some chemical weapons bullshit. But it doesn't matter cause the evil invade the evil. And we all are controlled by the same demons and the same two-headed dragon. It's the one that has put us in this place where we might be led in and lasted. Aladdin is on the ladder laughing.
Wu-Tang,
not yet, no. We're gonna tell you later how the Wu-Tang clans are.
I ain't nothing to fuck with. I'm up in your just quick. What you wanna do, I'm open, you trust it. Just grim, the way that I be. What you wanna be, what you be saying to me. We be playing at sea. Motherfucking on that like an antique. We all school dropping nasty.
The evolution of life on Earth is driven in part through mutations by the deaths of distant stars. We are, in a very deep sense, tied to the cosmos.
Our ancestors knew this well. The movements of the sun, the moon, and the stars could be used by those skilled in such arts to foretell the seasons. So the ancient astronomers all over the world studied the night sky with care, memorizing and recording the position of every visible star. To them, the appearance of any new star would have been significant. What would they have made of the apparition of a supernova? Brighter than every other star in the sky.
On July 4th, in the year 1054, Chinese astronomers recorded what they called a guest star in the constellation of Taurus, the Bull. A star never before seen burst into radiance, became almost as bright as the full moon. Halfway around the world, here in the American Southwest, there was then a high culture rich in astronomical tradition. They too must have seen this brilliant new star. From carbon-14 dating of the remains of a charcoal fire, we know that in this very spot, there were people living in the 11th century. The people were the Anasazi, the antecedents of the Hopi of today. And one of them seems to have drawn, on this overhang protected from the weather, a picture of the new star. Its position near the crescent moon would have been just what we see here. And the handprint is, perhaps, the artist's signature. This remarkable star is now called the Crab Supernova. Nova from the Latin word for new, and crab because that's what an astronomer centuries later was reminded of when looking at this explosion or remnant through the telescope. The crab is a star that blew itself up. The explosion was seen for 3 months. It was easily visible in broad daylight, and you could read by it at night. Imagine the night when that colossal stellar explosion first burst forth.
A 1,000 years ago, people gazed up in amazement at the brilliant new star and wondered what it was. We are the first generation privileged to know the answer. Through the telescope, we have seen what lies today at the spot in the sky noted by the ancient astronomers, a great luminous cloud, the remains of a star violently unraveling itself back into interstellar space. Only the massive red giants become supernovas, but every supernova was once a red giant. In the history of the galaxy, hundreds of millions of red giants have become supernovas. The bit of the star that isn't blown away collapses under gravity, spinning ever faster like a pirouetting ice skater bringing in her arms. The star becomes a single massive atomic nucleus, a neutron star. The one in the Crab Nebula is spinning 30 times a second. It emits a beamed pattern of light and seems to us to be blinking on and off with astonishing regularity. Such neutron stars are called pulsars.
Welcome back to Intermission here on episode 61 of Rips and Raps. Welcome back.
You don't have to welcome them back. They've been here.
All right, well, welcome us back. We're back. So thank you for sticking around.
We've also been here.
But this live studio audience has been very, very fun tonight. Thank you guys and gals so much. You're listening to episode 61 of Rips and Raps, the Whistling Addiction program this week, featuring my friend Grim.
The Price is Right.
The Price is Right.
A.K.A. Max G.
If you want to hit
AKA
us up.
A.K.A. G-Pang. A.K.A. McNasty.
A.K.A.
A.K.A. Tuscanooga.
Sure.
Right.
Well, actually, just real quick, if you want to hit us up at ripsandrapsshow@gmail.com. So send me information. You want to get on the show, you want to do a drop, you got stuff to plug. Speaking of plugging, though, let's talk to you, McNasty Grimster, about what you have coming up. Where can people find some of your beautiful art online or music, or where can they get at you?
It's difficult to say.
Cut! Okay, man, look. When I brought you in on this project, I told you one thing. I said, you really have to remember.
This hurts me to tell you this, but bullshit for another 30 seconds while I go and grab this last beer.
Okay, I'm going to bullshit for 30 seconds while he grabs a beer. And when he comes back, it's going to be on, dude. See, he's even leaving the room. You know, I don't know what you're supposed to do with your axe. Sometimes. But we're still super happy he's here. Are you coming back at all, dude? I mean, grab me one. Anywho, we just got through playing in Taos this last weekend for the Enchanted Circle Festival. What an amazing experience. Big ups to every single human being involved in that show. Thank you for it. Yeah. Oh, there he is. He's back. Oh, there it is, too. So, yeah, the Enchanted Circle Festival last week in Taos, it was a blast. We were so fortunate to have done it. And we want to say...
I support that.
Thank everyone who came out. Yeah, I mean, you know, hey, lots more to come. Right now, though, we're going to talk to Grim about what he's got coming up or where to find him online now that he's back with his beer.
http://www.soundcloud.com/Tuscanoobra or
www.tigertankdemolition.com. That's cool. Grim, thanks for coming to episode 61. Tomorrow night is the Zobra. We're going to experience Old Man Gloom up close and personal.
What up? Get rough, do your stuff. It's 100. You with Rips and Raps and Nick Furious. Keep it locked.
Hey, don't cut this one. Just let it play.
Tomorrow night, Thursday, going up to Santa Fe, the capital of New Mexico. We getting down in a crazy way. They got this dude, his name is Zozobra. He's Old Man Gloom, and they're gonna burn him up. Oh yeah, they're gonna string him up, man, and put him with some fireworks and dig him down deep inside of his soul. And he's like 13 feet tall with big round saucer eyes, sitting on a stick like a big old butt puppet, maybe. I don't know, but it's scary. People gather from all around to come in there and just watch it. So when they burn it up, man, you're supposed to get rid of all your dooms and glooms. That's what Zozobra does for you. So me and my friends are gonna go with the crew and do what we do. They used to be called fiestas, now it's more like siestas. Sometimes chilling in Santa Fe with my old hombres, watching Zozobra getting down with them sun rays. Yeah. Occupy Underground Radio will be joining us shortly for their show, The Hour Show. I'm so excited to have them join the show and merge into their show. But for now, episode 61, would like to give Grim a shot.
I'm burning it down. What you wanna be? Fucking turning around. Albuquerque's my ground. Albuquerque's my pound. Downtown, steady fucking howling. What they wanna do? What they know about it? I change ya, up the style, fucking rearrange ya. We feeling so
deranged.
Shit is fine when I'm fucking playlist. I do this every day. Shit up on the fucking daily. It's simple. Albuquerque's crazy. Little fucking scam. Look, I heard that if you play me,
oh,
your
probably fucking like it. I hate shit, I do this shit righteous. I hate shit, you type it, you wipe it. I'm just kidding, you hate shit. Other motherfuckers wanna come through, they like this, the nicest. Up on the radio, the craziest love. Motherfuckers wanna fucking play me though, really though. Up on some rallies though, motherfuckers wanna catch me. But I be doing up the fastest, so she's the homeboy fucking on the booth. What you wanna do, what you know about it too?
What you wanna do, better be ready to roll through. Yeah.
I feel like I need to say some angry stuff.
Angry stuff.
They're not angry at anybody.
But he ain't angry at nobody, no. He's just a little sweet old cream puff. He's a puff marshmallow.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh,
I
man.
Kill you in your sleep where you stand.
What?
Bitch, what the fuck? Who the fuck you think I am?
I'm the
I'll
man.
Tell you by the gram. What you want, you stupid fucking crackhead? You lack it. When I come through, I say Mac, bitch. I'm Mac Flex. What you want to do? You like you wearing dead anthrax, motherfucker. What I kill you, metalhead. Motherfucker, what you want to do? I leave you fucking dead. What you want to do? Yeah, I said I leave you fucking dead.
You dead, man. You don't even know me, man. I'm not your homie, man. You don't owe me shit, man. And I never asked you for nothing neither. Why you all up in my grill like you got some
sneakers?
Fuck that shit, man. You can have all my sneakers. I don't give a fuck, man. I'm a pacifist and with a beaker. Yeah, I'm Bunsen burner ass bitch from motherfucking Muppets of Manhattan.
Big man from Muppets. We get that fucking motherfucking
hey,
people wanna hear that we want it. Motherfucking nothing. I don't even care what we cutting. Nothing. We just chilling fine.
You can email me that and I'll play it right here on Rips and Raps.
Yeah,
when you're ready. You want some press? Hey, every week we do something crazy. Yo, Grim, I challenge you to some one-on-one, bitch.
Hey,
oh,
man.
Shit.
You got money on this?
Oh, man, I'll back you up, man. Check it out. All right, you're up. Damn, son, you just put it right up. Take it in. I got you. Ooh, damn, son. You got a nice shot for a little midget. But I go, oh, shoot. Another one? Damn, I'm losing. All right. I got the ball back. Oh, shit. Give me that ball back, baby. Get that. Oh, yeah. That's right. Lay up. Oh, I got this. Oh, that's right. Tie game.
Put it back for money.
Tie game, bitch. You can't even win. It's a tie game. You get tied up by the game mind frame. It's your mind frame. You get tied up. You get tied up by the game. It's your mind frame. You get tied up by the game. What you gonna do? Tied up by the frame. Tied up by the insane. Left in institutions, left with your jacket on. You can't even scratch your back, man. You a pawn, other people medicated. They just giving pills, put them under your tongue and spit them out at will. It don't matter, cause you still see and hear the voices. Schizophrenically, you can only make so many choices. You walking around bumping into walls at night, and different people from different dimensions shining their light, trying to get you to go. It's like, have you known Stutter Kane? And Stutter Kane in the mouth of madness is where it came from. Yeah, but so I found my friend Grimm. He was an expert in the land of Gazim. And when he came to the States and came to this planet, he knew everything about that motherfucking crazy macabre.
What you know about that shit? When we kick with that
I'm an alien.
What you know about that shit? When we kick it with that you have.
He's an alien.
The slow bro, so slow, bring it back like a yo-yo. Let me hear that shit, motherfuckers, yo, they don't know. They chillin' in the audience, the studio. Everything is so fine, hit your bitch in the prime. I don't even know because I like it. And not you and your bitch, cause you know you fucking fine, Craig. You alright, shit, you cool, you motherfuckin' my boy. But you want no bad shit, I ain't no motherfucking toy. I'm cool, I always been doing that shit just like I do after school. What you know about that shit, like, hey, mister, stay with ya. What you wanna do when I play, you play, blister. I play through every day.
it's simple. We do that instrumental on that beat, rips and raps when we rip ya with a ripple. Flip it back from the nipple. I skip it on the track when I do just what I did. It's just a ditty for the ditto for the motherfucking hit them in the hit them in the hit them in the tenure when we rip.
I'm an alien. On you, Prometheus, y'all don't even know, man, I came with just this eating this, I'm eking through the clouds, I'm trying to make it fly through my flying saucer, I'm better off than what I'm offer, you know what I mean, rips and raps, 61 in the scene, I break over your spleen so I can check out what's in it, I wanna understand the human consciousness, gimmick, I don't know what's going on with these people in all the bodies, but I wanna get up in them with a scalpel and get poking. Oh man, I'm just tame in the open. I'm just floating down this motherfucker when I'm broken. I've broken their body and probed the anus and the old hole from the back door. Yo, that's where we go. Why do they probe the anus? Well, I don't really know. But you got in your feces maybe a nice indicator of what you eat. And maybe they want to study your diet. Maybe they want to study the way you try it.
M-E-T-H-O-D,
man.
M-E-T-H-O-D, man.
M-E-T-H-O-D, man.
Yes, I am. Here I am, the message man, coming through, telling it every fucking day. What we wanna do, what we wanna do, what we wanna do. Coming through, kill it every day. What you wanna do, what you wanna do,
what you wanna do.
Coming through, kill it every day. What we wanna do, what we wanna do, what we wanna do. Come through, kill it every day. What you wanna do, what you wanna do. 1,000 miles.
1,000 miles. Yo, this is your host, Nick Fury, thanking you all for listening to Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Dixie program. Happens every Wednesday, 7... Every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Mountain Time. Maybe 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time.
Every day.
But it always happens for you.
It happens all damn day.
This week's guest is Grim, and I appreciate you listening, so... Cause up next, we got the Occupy Underground Radio, much respect. Everybody's having sex, running around trying to get some more jacks. Yeah, I'm so juiced up and vexed, trying to break it on down with all the snacks. Yeah, I like to smoke a lot of meth, Heisenberg up in the house, everybody knows a joke or jest. Huh, you can call me Nick Fury. That's right, man, I'm sort of like Jay-Z, or a little bit like Slim Shady there. I'm on the microphone and you know I'm drinking from the cakes there. Honey beer, put me upside down and just put it in my mouth. Just put it, yo, give me the cake. Give me the cake stand. No, not, yeah.
No, you have to actually take a drink. You can't pretend. Take a drink, actually. Alright, there you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tuscanooga.
Tuscanooga, I busted to ya, I went like booyah, I don't know, I rhymed it every day. I do a lot of things, that's what the fuck you say. The dictionary's only so motherfucking long. When I say quicker, or what you wanna do, I bring it quicker. What you fucking think, you pull the, pull the, I pull the wool over your eyes when I do ya, I do ya, I motherfucking do ya every day. I'm just kidding if you with my homework, but I say just what I say, I'm rapping, that's how it happens. Get it cracker lacking, flow state, never straight lacking. Bringing up the whisper, I kick that shit. What you wanna hear, I bust it like a. Like I did last year. I want you paying to do that shit to be fucking weird. I'm straight famous, but I didn't fucking mean to. I did it on accident when I fucking bring you the stuff that you need to get down. The stuff that you need to fuck around. Give me a fucking clown if you're not fucking with me. I bring it for my motherfucking fools and my hippies. All the fucking people in the clothes and they kill me. I don't even care, but it feels fucking fine if you feel me. Run away, wait, where am I going? Where am I going? Probably nowhere.
I smoke. If this bothers anyone, I recommend you looking around the world in which we live and shutting your fucking mouth. Take that home with you. I got some news to tell you tonight. Very exciting news. For non-smokers, I can't wait to tell y'all this because I know you don't know this. And I feel it's my duty to pass on information at all times so that way we can all evolve quicker. Non-smokers, you ready? This, by the way, is a fact, too. Non-smokers, ready? Drum roll. Non-smokers die every day.
Oh, sleep tight. Oh, the truth shall set you free. I know that you non-smokers entertain some type of eternal life fantasy because you don't smoke cigarettes. Well, let me be the first to pop that fucking bubble and send you about your way with some little truth. You're gonna fucking die. Okay? Okay. Love ya. Shut the fuck up. And you know what doctors say? Shit, if only you'd smoked, we'd have the technology to help you. Two people dying from nothing that are screwed. I got all sorts of neat gadgets waiting for me. Iron lung, oxygen tent, it's like Christmas. It's weird, man. People say the dumbest things, too. Hey, you quit smoking, you get your sense of smell back. I live in New York City. I don't want my fucking sense of smell back. Is that urine? I think I smell a dead fella. Where's that coming? Look, honey, a dead fella. I found him. Thank God I quit smoking. I can find dead fellas in urine puddles. Ooh, I love living in New York.
Mexico tomorrow night.
Old Man Gloom, gotta go.
That's right. You're listening to Rips and Raps. We have come to the end of our show, and we have some guests on the line where we're going to be passing off the show torch to the Occupy Underground Radio Show. What's going on, folks?
How's it going, Nick Fury?
It's going great. Big up to my guest, Grim, tonight, who had to leave early. He had a tea party to attend to with his stuff there. So he was in a hurry.
He needed to go get tea bags. McNasty's getting going to get the Milk Filthy and the McDirty along
that's
with
exactly
his.
Right.
That's right. I thought it was pretty cool that he was your guest tonight. So I uploaded a couple of McNasty tracks to play, too.
See, there you go. We just keep on moving through. So now you get to see what our guest on Ribs and Raps, McNasty, a.k.a. Grim, what some of his tracks sound like. So that's a great way to do it, man.
Fuck yeah. So I've been going up and down the street trying to catch this Old Man Gloom guy so we can beat his ass and set him on fire tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I think I already know where he's going to be. We'll find him. Don't worry.
He's spry like a crackhead. I'm telling you, he's slippery. Trying to catch his ass.
He's got huge eyes. I know that. All the better to
lie
to you with.
He better be fast. I don't know if your
coffee
skills can handle his giant ass.
I'm going to bust out my double broadswords, and I'm going to be spinning around like Master Yoda. You won't even see me coming.
I don't really know if I want to see you coming, or which way do you mean that?
I'm going to... No. Nick, you get to see me coming all the time.
You know, I like to... Speaking of coming, a guest is coming to town. The legendary Afro Man, who sings that fun song about, he's going to be at the Dam Bar October 3rd, I believe, Thursday night.
When is he coming?
And he's going to be opening with Band With No Name, as well as, I believe, Mondo Vibrations are going to open for that show. I'm not 100% on Mondo, but Band With No Name in the cut for the Afro Man show at the Dam Bar in Rio Rancho coming on up. So if you want to find out how to get tickets, we should do a ticket giveaway or some kind of something down the road here, folks.
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan. It's going to be like $15, I think, right?
Yeah.
That'll be
great. Ride a cowboy. That's
yeah, save a horse, ride a cowboy, go see Afro Man with Band With No Name,
that's
Good Green
music right there. That's big and rich.
And Mondo Vibration.
He doesn't fit much country than that.
Hello. Yeah.
Now let me ask you. You two were at the Enchanted Circle Music Festival. Ben and Mary, how was your experience this weekend?
Oh, we had an awesome time, Nick. Oxford Underground
Ben,
Radio was
Ben,
in the house.
Why are you answering for me? Why are you answering
for me? She said Mary. He said both of us, Mary.
Yeah, but you don't have to answer for me. I had a great time. It was wonderful. It was a lot of fun. It was beautiful scenery. It was amazing performing there. It was awesome. Awesome people. It was making a lot of good memories. I really enjoyed it.
See, we're going to have new things coming up like this more and more, I think, to keep the movement going, keep the stuff happening. Don't forget to check out Vinny's Barbershop on September 28th, the last Saturday of the month, for the B&N Car Wash fundraiser in conjunction with Clef Jaw, in conjunction with whatever else happens that day. We're going to shoot a music video, so we want everyone to come down and be in our music video, our Band With No Name music video, and all sorts of fun stuff. We'll let you know more about what's coming up. Ben, you know some people you might want to come bring out, right? Some literary folks, perhaps?
Yes, I believe we are, and we're going to collaborate on that and get a good show together for that one on the 28th.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, man. And Vinny's Barbershop's always an awesome place to do things, you know? It's right downtown, 7th and Mountain. It's easy to get to. You know, you can go and get your fucking haircut, get your car washed, check out some music, some readers reading. We'll see what we get down there for you. We'll miss it, you know. Putting an event page together for that one. Right, Nick?
Yes, that's right. We'll be doing that very soon. There's just so much going on. I also want to shout out my boys from Jam Stain out of California. They're going to be in town in Albuquerque playing at the Barley Room Friday night. So the Barley Room Friday night, which is whatever, the 6th. And that's going to be with American Playing. So come out and watch that. It's a free show. And then I'll also be joining those guys in Flagstaff to play a show at the Monta Vista Lounge. I can't wait. That's happening Saturday night with American Playing, Jam Stain, and Nick Furious, baby. What the heck?
That's going to be tight. Hey, you know what? I want to tip out this one, too. We've got this one that we're putting together for November 2nd. And we've just put the event page together for it today. I'm not going to say everybody that we think is going to be there because we haven't got everybody confirmed yet, but we've got a bunch of really talented readers coming in from out of state. Ellie Finzer's coming in. We got Lindsay Thomas, Frankie Metro, Sada Ramon. Mary's going to read. I'm going to read. We're going to have artists.
FX.co.uk, as well as www.grsite.
See, this is our first transition. Why don't you continue what you're saying, and then we'll do a little transition over when you're done with this advertisement.
Yeah, for sure, man. We've got, in addition to the readers coming down, we've got comics lined up. I know we've got Sarah Kennedy and Margaret Von Snorkelstein, Kurt Fletcher, and Keith Breckenridge are all coming down. We're going to have artist tables set up. We're going to be selling sketchbooks, and if you buy the sketchbook, then you'll get free sketches from the artists, or you can pay for sketches. AC May is going to be down there doing henna. We've got Band With No Name, Good Green, Element 37. There's going to be more bands than that, but we're waiting for to get confirmation from all the members before we tell you who they're going to be, but they're awesome. It's going to be a really fucking great show. It's going to be down at Fans of Film on Yale, just south of Cole there.
Wow, there's so much happening. So many great things going on in this city, and it's great that we get to be a part of a lot of them specifically.
For sure.
Go ahead.
Mary? Hello?
Mary? Mary's still on.
Yeah, I'm still on, but, it keeps on cutting out, and I can't hear any talking. So then, I just stop because I don't know if you guys are talking or not.
We're going to do a lot of great things going on. We're going to do our first big switch over. I'll let you guys take over the switchboard here in just a second. I just want to send my shots out. But you all stick around if you're a Rips and Raps fan and you normally tune into my show. These are my buddies. They usually play Thursday night, the night after my show, from 10 to midnight. Love their show, love our show. If you love their show, love my show. Let's love all shows. Tonight they'll be talking about crime and punishment. And, you know, if you want to call in or you want to get involved in the conversation, you can call into this show. It's 805-856-2808 to call in. So my name is Nick Furious. I am the Rips and Raps Maestro, my guest Grim tonight. I'd like to thank you. I love you too very much. I'm going to sign off the switchboard. It's going to give us about 10 seconds of silence, and we're going to be right back
Nick, how about we do this different? How about we play an audio track real quick, and then you and I can do this switcheroo thing, and then after the music's done, I'll come back on and be the host, and everything will be smooth.
That's a beautiful idea. Well, whatever you'd like. I just wanted to say thanks for tuning into our show. Thank you for letting us do it together, as this week we'll be doing some Santa Fe, hanging out with Old Man Gloom tomorrow night. And so, you know, what a pleasure to share the hours with you guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Nick. Thanks for doing this. This is pretty cool. And we're going to go catch that fucking big-eyed crackhead and set his ass on fire.
Set that ass on fire, man. Do that. Do that shit. For serious.
Fucking
serious.
Gloomy bastards. All right, I'm gonna hit play on this audio track, and then let's do our switcheroo.
Sounds good. Rips and Raps signing off. Stay tuned to Occupy Underground Radio, baby.
Back in 4.5 minutes.
You know.
Bye, Mary.
back. Now we're Occupy Underground Radio. Let's call this episode 26 and a half. How's that work?
What episode is this? 26 and a half or 25 and a half?
Well, no, last week was 26. See, I thought it would be perfect to see. Now, look, if we could just skip an episode and pretend that this is 25 and a half, what's 25 and a half doubled, Mary? 51. And it's Rips and Wrapped episode number 51. So wouldn't that have just worked out? But
yeah, numerology is amazing. It's a good one.
Rips and Wraps is at 61. We're at 61, you guys. You don't undersell it.
Okay, well, we can do this and then we'll figure it out. Maybe we can get this to line up one of these weeks. Do something
and like
open up some.
This could be episode one of the conglomeration. And each time we decide to come together for an episode every now and then, that's another one.
Right.
So this is really, truly the first of its kind.
The episode number one of the Rips and Wraps Occupy Underground radio show.
Radio, yeah, the radio.
We had that one when you went out of town, Ben, where me and Nick hosted and played old Rips and Wraps.
That's right. That's
so
right.
Two.
No, because that was different, though. Well, maybe not. What do you think? What, should we have a vote on this? Rock, paper, scissors, lizard, fox?
Yep. Lizard, fox. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think, Nick? What's your vote? Is this episode one or two?
I vote one. I'm saying one.
Okay. I'm going to vote one, too,
well,
Mary. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. I see how you guys are ganging up on the girl. Very mature of you guys.
I love you too, Mary.
Uh-huh.
But see, Mary,
the show we did
together is one of a kind on from this 4th of July. That was one of a kind. That's all that matters, really.
Right.
Yeah. Because
that was like DNN. I mean, that's Mary and Nick. You guys together, I mean, Mary and I together, we're Occupy Underground Radio, but you guys, the two of you together, you're representing Band with No Name at that point, you know.
I'm
so
confused.
That was like a Band with, I know. I think that episode would have been like a BNN Rips and Wraps crossover on the Occupy Underground Radio time slot. I think there was really some cross-contamination pollination going on. We spawned something. I'm sure, and this episode is probably a direct result of whatever demon hell trial was spawned the last time you guys did this.
Oh my gosh.
Hey,
well,
Ben, could you maybe possibly enlighten me as well as the crowd out there,
right?
How one goes about, you know, applying for food stamps? Because I know that you've met people who've gone through the process. So,
going to food stamps out here in New Mexico?
Yeah, how does one do it? Don't you know someone who's done it? I want to know how it's done.
Yeah, man, it's not that hard. You go down to the income support division. You want to have, your IDs and everything. You want to have proof of any income if you've got income coming in. You want to have, like, if you've got a lease, you want a copy of your lease that shows what you have to pay on it, any assets, and then you just fill out their little paperwork. Depending on how busy they are, they may tell you to wait and go talk to a little dude at a window, and then he'll give you a card and tell you in a couple of weeks there'll be money on it. You know, it's not that bad, Nick. It's really not. It's just dealing with the line, because you're going to be herded like cattle through the little office, and then you have to go sit in a little desk with a pencil and fill out your forms. And it feels like going back to school. It does for a minute. It's not that bad, though. I mean, it's no worse than going to the DMV.
Sounds exciting.
You can always just download your application off online. You can go on the website and just get your application and fill it out and take it to them as well.
That's true. Then you know you have everything that you need for shizzle.
I'm gonna look it up right now, and in a minute here, I'll have the website address for food stamps. That way, anybody who needs food stamps, anybody hungry out there, you know,
income support division.
Income support division,
income?
Mary.
Yep. That's what she said.
New Mexico income support division. Human resources.
That's the one.
Yep.
Human
that's
resources.
The one.
Human Services Department. Human Services, right?
Huh? Less humans could be a good resource.
What happened to Corey? Is he not on this call?
Well, I think Corey was going to take a nap, right, and then wake up in time for the show, because he's convinced that he's in Eastern time. I'm not sure. Should we figure this out?
No, we're not. If you're in Michigan, you're in Central time, buddy.
I'm totally pulling up my world time zone map right now. I'm going to find out, because I think he's in Central time, too. But he's convinced that he's 2 hours ahead of us. And, Corey, I believe you live in the world you create for yourself, and he may have created a reality where this is true, and he is 2 hours ahead of us. Let's find out. WorldTimeZone.com. I'm an advocate of this webpage here. Let's temp out this random webpage for a minute, because you can go here, and it tells you what time it is everywhere. But then you can also click on the sun clock, and you can see if it's light or dark anywhere. Okay, so let's see. All right, Chicago's close to the boundary. Now, he's in Detroit. Nick, he's right. He's right on the other side. Green Bay and Chicago are in Central time, but, like, Detroit is actually in Eastern time. So he's it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Created that reality for himself or whatnot, but, you know, I was thinking he would know the correct time.
Yeah, you'd think. I don't know. But, yeah, I was pretty sure that the Midwest was in Central time zone.
You're saying I'm wrong? You're telling me I'm
wrong?
Yeah,
you're wrong. I'm telling you that you're wrong, and I was wrong, too, and Corey was right. And Corey is,
he's not right.
He's not right because he's still, even though he knows what time zone he's in, he didn't wake up in time for the show because he's not here with us now.
Well, all I know is what I could find about food stamps was New Mexico Human Services Department, so hsd.state.nm.us, will bring you to a place. Well, you can get free food.
And they're not stamps anymore. It's a card now. It's the EBT card. You don't actually get grub stubs like you used to.
No, it's like a debit and EBIT. You get an EBIT
right.
card.
Yeah, EBT. EBIT
card.
You got your EBIT card? You're missing the
Where's
D,
your
EBIT
card? I got my EBIT card. Hold on. And my debit card.
Hold on. Now, Mary Stockton, you're sounding a little congested. Did you have yourself a long weekend? Is your nose a little stuffy?
Oh, no. That's just from crying my heart out.
Don't,
it's not from
say that.
Allergies.
Right.
Well, it's just sad because Corey's not on this call, right?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
I was so hoping that he would call in.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry,
I'm missing terribly. I'm going to cry, too. Let's all cry a little bit for Corey.
Well, you know, crying is healing. It really just cleanses, like, you know,
yes,
your system out, like, emotionally, physically, mentally.
Let's
just turn, I can't stop, guys.
I cried last week during the show, too. I did.
Did you really? What brought you to tears last week during the show?
I went to the bathroom. And I had a little issue zipping up my shorts.
Oh, Frank and Beans.
Frank, no, that wasn't it, Mary. Come on.
You people are crazy, man.
That's right.
So Ben was over here last night, and my neighbors were moving, and they had some shit sitting out in front. Well, not shit, but they had stuff sitting, like, on the sidewalk in front of the house. And we found this, like, really awesome mirror picture. It's called Rumplemintz.
Yeah. It's a Rumplemintz
one.
It's a Rumplemintz. It was one of those, beer or liquor mirrors that has, like, the cool frame, and it's a mirror with a cool picture on it. And it's got this this chick. Now, when I say chick, she's like a battle chick with a sword and an eye patch. And, like, she's wearing armor, but it only covers her boobs. It's like her entire, like, stomach. It's not protective armor. That's not going to help her on a fight at all, for sure.
Not
and she's riding a fucking polar bear, like a fearsome fucking polar bear. And Samaria and I were both going to we're going to get this tattooed. We're both going to get this tattooed on us. It's the new Occupy Underground Radio logo. Corey's going to get a tattoo, too. He does.
What is
on a bat.
He doesn't
know it yet, though, you're saying.
Right.
What do you think, Mary? I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know. My dog's okay. Freaking out. I'm, like, wondering what the fuck is my dog's problem. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Mary Stockton is residing in a vortex of crazy energy over at her house these days.
Oh, there is. Definitely. Yeah, there is. But, hey, you know, shit happens.
Shit happens.
So, Crime and Punishment, are we going to talk about this?
All right, well, yeah, okay. Now, you want to get on this, Nick, because I earlier today I saw a story where this guy in Texas comes across a person molesting his daughter, and he beats the guy to death. And under Texas state law, that's okay. It's okay to use force up to deadly force to prevent or stop somebody from raping or molesting someone. And it brought up a question, because I know that's not how it is in a lot of places, you know, and it made me just think about crime and punishment and how we're not very creative, honestly. It's like we're going to kill a person or we're not, and then if we're not going to kill them, we're going to stick them in a jail. You know, we're going to put them in a prison, we're going to give them a cell, and then spend a lot of money, you know, to keep them alive and give them food and new, you know, shoes and underwear and stuff like that. Anyway, it's like, right, and you think back to stories
job
of
skills.
Like, you know, cutting off the hand of someone who steals, cutting off the dick of somebody who rapes someone, you know, it's like, and it's like there are more creative punishments, and I was just thinking, you know, in our own opinions wise, let's talk about some of the crimes being committed. What crimes are more worthy of stricter punishments? What type of punishments could we be inflicting on people? Can we find something that's more productive than maybe our current jail situation?
At least, you know, I have to give, you know, oddly enough, I don't like Texas, but I'll give them credit. Now, they won't let you have an abortion, even if you get raped and or whatever, but they'll let somebody beat the piss out of the person trying to rape you and kill them in your defense. That's, you know, that's pretty cool for Texas. I didn't know they actually cared to stop a rapist. So I'm actually excited that there's at least a little bit of leeway, a little bit of give in that whole state, you know. But, you know, if someone's going to rape someone, yeah, I think the punishment should fit the crime. In a lot of these ways, I think the punishment should fit the crime. So you should just send the biggest, like, you know, most intense, hugest man ever to ass rape the man who tries to rape the woman. You know, like, let's just see how it feels, buddy.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, in this case, it was his daughter, though. It was like his young, I don't remember, do you remember how old the girl was in the story, Mary? It was young, though,
That's
child molestation. And child molestation is even worse, even more heinous than rape.
He hears noises coming from the shed. He goes and he opens the door. He finds the guy in there with his daughter, and they both have their underwear off, and he just beats the guy to death. And I can, you know, it's like I read the story and I was like, fuck yeah, you know.
Fuck yeah.
And then it got me thinking, okay, well, think back to, I know there were times in throughout history where you could decide, you know, through using your own level head, how this person has affected you, how they've wronged you, and what they owe you in return, whether or not they owe you their life, whether they owe you, you know, one of their kids or property or money, or if they need to come work for you now to pay off their debt. It's like there's something to be said about the responsibility that is put on individuals if it was up to us to determine, you know, how this person has affected me and what they, and we would have to be more responsible in it. And you get back to, like, you look at the, like, I watch, you know, you watch those videos drugs. They're hooked, illegal drugs, and how they got that way. And they're talking about how people had to be more responsible back before cocaine was illegal and marijuana was illegal and all these drugs were illegal. We didn't have as many problems as we do now because people had to be grown up about them, you know. And it almost might be the same with inflicting punishment, you know. It's like you think of Judge Dredd, right? It's like they've got their lawgivers and the right to their judge, jury, executioner, you know. It's like but they have to be very intelligent about their decisions. You know, you can't just sentence everybody to death, you know. And if somebody wronged you, somebody like runs, you know, drives over your cat, you might want to kill them. I don't know. That's arguable, you know.
What does Mary have to say? Yeah, Mary. What does Mary
say? Well, there's, I mean, yeah, we can go back to that or do that, but then it's all individualized, and there's those people who aren't so sane, those people who don't have control on their emotions, and, like, you know, they are always the ones that fuck it up for the rest of the group. So then they'll have to be laws, and they'll have to be, you know, it won't ever really be like that in civilized society, not in our country. And especially when the prisons industry is, like, one of the biggest money-making businesses there ever fucking was. We have more prisoners in fucking we have more prisoners in prison in Louisiana, like per capita, than any other country in the whole fucking world. It's ridiculous the amount of money that we spend on it.
Really? Louisiana?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, it's true. It's true. And we spend
a
lot of money.
And the same people who own the prison systems own the public school systems. Isn't that fucked up?
Really?
It's weird. Like, if we spend all that money on educating, like,
you can
kids,
get a better education in prison than you can in public school.
It's true.
You can. Wow,
you get a
harder
time for freaking selling drugs than molesting children. That's fucked
right.
up. What the fuck? Why? Why?
Well, not in Texas.
I just don't understand.
In Texas, you can get.
You're gonna get me all riled up.
I know. There's a lot of things that just aren't prioritized right when you think about it, too. I mean, there's the whole, you know, which is more dangerous, alcohol versus marijuana argument, too. And it's like people have been arguing that for a long time. And I mean, there's really no way to get past the truth of it. Alcohol is a lot more dangerous than marijuana.
It is.
You know, but it's illegal and marijuana is not, you know. And it's little things like that. You can. All these people, I think prisons should be for violent criminals, people who have hurt people or raped people or, you know, molested people. But I don't think that people should be in prison or I don't think we should be spending our tax money to support and support basically people living in prison that are there because they stole money or sold pot. You know, it's like, that's stupid. We've got too many people in jail, and it should be for the people that have to be removed from society because they're a danger to other people. They hurt people, you know, they kill people. You know, we need to do something about them. But
there should
be something more creative for the other people.
We could just lock up all the good people and leave all the crazy hurting criminals on the loose out in the wilderness to hurt themselves. And let's do that.
Right.
Let's just lock up all the humans in a cell.
Don't they have something like that? They're like the FEMA camps. Isn't that kind of what it's going to be?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, they're out there. They're coming.
You're just locking up all the good people.
But
let's regulate
the system isn't going to change. And the system is set up for money. Everything that we do is about profit generation.
It's the rapture.
I
got
fucking serious. Dude, like World War III. Freaking self fulfilling prophecy.
Okay, you think it's coming? Do you think Obama's going to lead us into World War III? What do you guys think?
I don't think he's got
enough time left. What year is this? This is 2013. He's got less than 3 years, you know?
This is right around when Nostradamus said it was going to go down. So,
we survived the apocalypse last year.
That was
2012. Different.
the end of the Mayan apocalypse, the end of the world.
Which means people who are like starting to wake up and have more of a higher conscience and stuff, they'll be fed, they'll not make more heart connections, there'll be more things to awaken and vibrate and stuff. So it's the lifting of a veil. It didn't mean the end of the
world.
Yeah,
the Mayan thing,
like
I think.
Like, it,
the
was,
Mayan
it was
an
amped up period
like, oh,
where
the
vibration
like,
was
no,
just
about
right
rebirth,
because they did like
new,
measure everything. And they had such a great like calendar, and it went not just like around our cycles, but the cycle of like our galaxy and shit. And like when our planets are like rotating and moving and cycling, and they move through different parts of like the freaking orbit in the universe, it puts a different pole, and it's all like vibration, and it like lifts cellular beams and stuff. It changes like you, and like if you're a more higher conscious person, then it like helps you like synchronicity, manifestations, all that stuff happens like simply quicker now this time, and that was since 2012. So
you said vibrating pole.
Preparing people, yeah.
It is a really cool calendar. I've got one on an amulet, and it looks awesome. It does. Dude,
well, you guys are amazing.
I kind of think.
Amazing.
Oh, aren't we? This is fucking, this is like the, we have a great show here, don't we, Nick? Do you guys want to play some music and come back?
You know what, like you guys keep on like bleeping out and I can't hear part of what you say, and then you come back and then I hear just a part of the conversation and I just start going off.
Kind of
well,
weird.
I am
like really
going
like,
to sign
like,
off to let you guys finish your the rest of your amazing hour that you have left. Or
the hour
minutes.
Show. All right. We're
our
fucking
show.
Nick Fury from Rips and Raps, hanging out, kicking it. I love this concept of doing the joint thing, and we should definitely do this more frequently, have like make a big stew out of it. Maybe we could all broadcast from the same location, have like a barbecue or something.
I'm down, dude. Anytime you want to do a joint thing, just roll it up and smoke it, boy. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
fuck yeah.
I'll see you tomorrow for the Santa Fe adventure we shall be having. In the meantime,
we'll go to
you have a great night. Yeah, we're
you
going.
Too, Nick,
we're going to go.
All right.
Thank you both. I love you both. Much props, much excitement, and we'll talk to you soon. Occupy Underground Radio, it's in your hands, baby.
And Rips and Raps.
All right, it's in my hand, but my thing.
It's in your V-hole. Rips and Raps, it's in your V-hole. All right, we're going to play a little, let's play some Beretta Project. What do you think, man?
All right. Yeah, play some Beretta.
All right. We'll play some Beretta Project. We'll play a couple songs. We'll come back in a bit. You guys enjoy this. This is actually, this one was recorded live last weekend up in Taos at the Enchanted Music Festival that we all had such a blast at. And last week, if you listened to our show, we played music from bands that were going to be out there. We played some Dan Gardino and Mondo Vibrations. We played some John Branch and Band with No Name. American Slang, and we've got other bands tonight that we're going to continue with the Enchanted Music Festival band theme, I think, tonight. Well, with some other shit running. You know what? Fuck it. We're just going to play some stuff. We've only got an hour tonight, so let's do it. Write a project. Here we go. We'll be right back.
dirtiest jokes, hilarious hoes. Mommy digging holes with the dirtiest folks. Turn some low bread on my cheddar, could see something that's so funny. Just literally, you hear. Forms, oh, pull me out of the world's heavens by a pole. Coming around, dragon, my
to do together one last Chronic Logic cover.
This is called Babylon.
With a little funky.
Yeah, yeah. Once again, thank you all for coming out. Concepto Tambor is coming up next. Thank you so much, Ryan. And all right, this is Babylon.
We'll make a difference.
thank you very kindly for your love. I am Avadiva, and I'm going to let Dan do a number for our winter moon. Thank you.
That was Element 37. That one was recorded live out at the Enchanted Music Festival. Before that, we had Mondo Vibrations and some Big Nasty. We started off with Breda Project, another one that was recorded live at Enchanted Music Festival. That was a freaking awesome time. I think we should talk about that for a minute, Mary. We had there was like tons of bands, and it was out there in the Taos Ski Valley. And all the tents are set up around the base of the ski lift, and then they've got the stage down there, and it's out in the middle of the trees, and there's a waterfall and a cool little like stream running down next to the stage. Even I mean, it was really fucking awesome. It was beautiful out there, and we ate mushrooms and we tripped and saw the stars and had a beautiful, fantastic time. We smoked a lot of weed, and there were cops out there that were wandering around that were really cool. It's like they had this attitude that as long as what you were doing was herbal, they weren't going to mess with you. Because we were literally eating mushrooms, right in front of the cops, you know, and they're smiling and waving.
And talking very loudly about what we were doing, feet away from the cops.
Yeah.
Right. We didn't know this until after we got
up. Right. But, yeah, they didn't care. And the cops would walk by and joke with you. And they only messed with, I think, there was that one person that took something and crushed it up on their dashboard and snorted it, and the cop was watching. They went over and hassled that person and arrested them because what they were doing was obviously not, you know. Well, I really think it was. They were looking at herbal versus chemical out there. It's like everybody was doing shrooms and weed, and the cops weren't messing with them. And the one guy that snorted something
got taken
to jail.
I'm sorry, Ben, I'm having technical difficulties. Like, I can't hear anything that you're saying. It keeps on, like, bumping you out.
Really? Are we having a shitty...
I still can't hear you.
I'm sorry, Mary.
I don't know.
Can you hear me now?
With my connection tonight, it's really weird. The connection tonight is really weird. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was an awesome time. It was a really great group of people. There was a lot of memories made and, like, just a lot of laughter. That was just – our laughter rang, like, all throughout that valley. It was awesome.
It was like a huge, you know, camping trip with a whole bunch of friends because we know all of these bands. You know, we know the, you know, American Slang, Good Green, Mondo, Reviva. You know, these are all friends of ours and – yeah, you know, Shamanis, Yora was out there. Those guys are fucking awesome. I don't know. It's just a bunch of great people, and you're constantly, like, running into people you haven't seen in a while. And I don't know. I thought it was great. Gwen was out there having a blast, hula hooping it up. Some guy that was staying at the hostel, Mark was that.
Oh, my gosh,
at the hostel.
That dancing fool. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He was a dancer, shirt off, cowboy hat. He was doing yoga poses and all kinds of shit. I mean, like, I was on stage and I was watching him dancing to us. And I was like, whoa, that guy's pretty tight at dancing. He has one hell of a tan, too. We thought it was Woody Harrelson, remember?
Yeah, you did. You're like, I think Woody Harrelson's here. No, that's this guy, Mark.
Well, no, because, like, he was behind me and Johnny on the way up. And, like, we seen him and we were like, huh.
I think that's Woody Harrelson. Fucking Woody Harrelson's coming up to get stoned with us.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
no,
I thought
it was
a blast, though.
It was Mark, but Mark was interesting.
Yeah, and he was
out
there. It was cool that he showed up. No, he took off. He was going to go to Santa Fe. We may see him at Zobra tomorrow. He said he was going to try to hit that. Well, I don't know. I think, okay, Corey's asleep, and Amanda was doing homework, so I think it's really just us tonight, Mary.
That's all right.
And we've only got, like, another 14, 13 minutes left of the live part. Anyway.
Yeah, it was just an hour show, you know. We did a little transition with the Rips and Raps in the beginning. Their 61st episode, our first collaboration episode, our 26 and a half episode, or whatever the hell we were going to call it.
I think that works. I don't know. Didn't we have another half episode because we had an episode that only went for like an hour and then we had technical difficulties and it stopped?
Oh, we've had episodes that last 12 minutes. And see,
yeah, but that one we just decided didn't count
night.
At all. Right.
So,
yeah. All right.
It is what it is. Why don't you play some more music?
No, I'm going to read you something first, okay? I just picked up this book off my bookshelf, and I opened it, and this is the page that it opened to. Okay, so I'm just going to read you a little bit of this book. All right.
Okay, me too. Hold on, let me grab one. It's a kid book.
Yeah, go you grab
it's
a book, and,
okay.
And we're going to do it gorilla style. I picked up this book off my shelf. It's called The Mothman Prophecies, and it's by John Keel. Okay. And I opened up, I swear to God, I opened up to page 69.
I opened up to page 35.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to start at the beginning here on page 68 and finish up on 69. So this is where we're at, if you guys want to, like, pick up on the story later. Okay. On November 24th, four people, two adults and two children, were driving past the TNT area when they saw a giant flying creature with red eyes. The report added to the growing chaos. Now thousands of people were pouring into the old munition site nightly, some traveling from hundreds of miles away. Television crews and newsmen from other states hovered around the old generator plant, hoping to glimpse the monster. Some visitors divided their time between the TNT area and Woodrow Deringer's farm in Mineral Wells. Deringer's. Mothman was not to be outsmarted, however. He staged his appearances with clever showmanship, popping up in unexpected places in front of witnesses who had previously been skeptical. At 7:15 a.m. on November 25th, a young shoe salesman named Thomas Urey was driving along Route 62 just north of the TNT area when he noticed a tall, gray, man-like figure standing in the field by the road. Suddenly, it spread a pair of wings, Urey said, and took off straight up like a helicopter. It veered over my convertible and began going in circles three telephone poles high. He stepped on the gas as the creature zoomed down over his vehicle. It kept flying right over my car, even though I was doing about 75. Mr. Urey sped into Point Pleasant and went straight into the sheriff's office, thoroughly panicked. I never saw anything like it, he confided to Mrs. Heyer later. I was so scared I just couldn't go to work that day. This thing had a wingspan every bit of 10 feet. It could be a bird, but I certainly never saw one like it. I was afraid it was going to come down right on top of me. The old familiar symptom, unreasonable terror, took hold of him. I've never had that feeling before. A weird kind of fear, he said. The fear gripped you and held you. Somehow, the best way to explain it would be to say that the whole thing just wasn't right. I know that might not make any sense, but that's the only way I can put into words what I felt. Yeah.
Was that just one page?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
well, I can't
page.
Hear you right now. One page.
Yeah,
well.
that was one page. That was I started out with about half of page 68 and half of page 69 of John A. Keel's The Mothman Prophecies, and that's what you get. You never know what you're going to get on our show. What do you have
yeah.
for us, Mary? What are you going to read?
I grabbed one of the kids' books, and it's called Good Morning Gorilla, and it's written by Mary Pope Osborne. And I got to get some light. And I opened up to page 35, because it's very much shorter than yours, and this is going to be fun.
Okay.
He gashed his teeth and cupped his hands, and he beat his chest. He roared. The gorilla dropped on all fours, and he charged back and forth, jack. And then he threw himself on his belly. He began to banish the ground with his palms and bashed. Jack screamed and scrambled onto his hands and knees over a tree. Hang on. I'm reading by lighter. He hid behind a trunk, hugging his head. He waited for the manic gorilla to find him and tear him to pieces. There you go.
Fuck yeah. What's that one called?
Fucking Good Morning Gorilla.
Good Morning Gorilla. Who wrote that one?
Again, that
really
was Mary Pope Osborne.
Mary Pope Osborne. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. So apparently, what I'm reading from that page, that kid was ran into a crazy gorilla that was like beating the shit out of himself, throwing himself around, and kid fucking got up and ran and hid, was waiting to be torn to pieces.
That's pretty smart.
That's
it left me with a sense of fear and loathing and anticipation. I wanted to know what happened to said kid.
You want to know what happened to Jack? You want to know what happened to Jack? I don't know. I can finish reading. That was in 35.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe you should read a little more. Yours was pretty compelling.
Compelling.
I'm making some chocolate milk so I can hear the rest of the story. I want to know what happened to Good Morning Gorilla.
35. All right. Good Morning Gorilla. I'm reading my lighter. The pounding ended, and there was silence. A long silence. Jack opened his eyes, and he peeked around the tree. The silverback was sitting on the ground. His lips were curved with a smile. He looked pleased with himself. Was this all act fake? Jack thought. Jack didn't know whether he was scared or to laugh. The only thing he did know that he still had to get Annie. There you go. So now you need to get Annie. Where's
God
Annie?
Damn, there's a new character involved. Is she in danger? She's the damsel in distress.
Because he's like on a mission.
He's the protagonist of the story. And Good Morning Gorilla must be the evil antagonist. He's
My phone. I apologize, people of the airwaves and internet sources, that my phone is being apart. It's just Occupy Underground technical difficulty. Never know.
Occupy Underground Radio, we love you.
Yeah.
I just felt like throwing that out
there.
Corey,
I hope you're having sweet dreams, Corey. James Taylor.
Yeah.
Dreaming big,
Corey.
Man. Resting yourself
good luck
up.
On your big, big man.
You know he's training for a fight, right? So, like, he's been working and getting beat up. So he's pretty fucking tired, I can imagine.
Oh, hold on.
Could you see Corey to fight, Ben?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, Corey's got, like, the cute, like, boy face on, like, the manly chiseled body. You know what I mean?
I don't know if it's a cute boy face, but okay. I kind of get what you're saying.
Well, I kind of see him like that. You know, he's like, yeah, I don't know. Like, he's with a kid on, like,
his
a grown, I don't know.
Very sweet. It's because he's Midwestern.
Yeah.
So he's always like,
it's Midwestern.
That's how we do it in the Midwest. Okay.
I'm replying.
Are you talking?
Da-da-da.
Are you going to play some music and get the show over with?
I don't know.
Bed?
Maybe.
I'm tired.
Hold on. Hold
it's
on.
Been
I
a long,
call
emotional
us.
Day. Yeah. Occupy Underground Radio, episode whatever, mixed with rips and raps, number one collaboration.
This was fucking cool, now, granted, we got to have a shorter show, but did you tune in and did you listen to the rips and raps before we came on?
I listened to the last, like, 15 minutes.
It was a pretty good episode, and I have a comment to make now, because we've played McNasty on the show before, and we've met McNasty. We hung out with McNasty down at First Tiki Lounge one night, I remember.
I think
but,
there's a picture of me with Mr. McNasty, and I look all fucking haggard and drunk. Thanks, Ben.
I think we were all a little haggard and drunk that night, man.
Yeah, I ended up with a construction cone light at my house. I have a light.
How'd that happen?
I was walking back to the car, like, and there was a broken light off a construction cone or barrel, so I just got it home. Yeah.
All right. Do you remember that night? I don't remember. What the fuck we were doing? We were out wandering around, and there was some girl, right? And like her boyfriend ran a food truck, and she comes and she like chases us down. Because Giancarlo Esposito, you know, from he plays Gus Fring on Breaking Bad. He was wandering downtown, and she saw him, and she started freaking out. Right, and she comes over. I think so. She comes over and she's like, that guy. Well, I don't remember what she said, but she was too scared to like go try to talk to him. She wanted to get a picture taken with him, and I remember we told her that he went into Wendy's because she had apparently like been trying to catch up with him from down the block. He didn't see where he went, and so we were like, yeah, he went in there. And then she goes over and she stands outside of the restaurant and she's looking through the door, and she won't go inside. And then she comes like back over and she's like, I'm too scared. And So I remember I walked over with her and I went inside. And the funny thing was, because I had ran into him earlier that day at the Comic Expo and talked to him for a little bit. And I had I had never watched an episode of Breaking Bad at that point, so I didn't know who he was on the show or anything like that. I just I knew I'd seen him in things before, but anyway. So I remember, and he was just he was a really cool guy. I went in there and I was like, this girl would really like to have her picture taken with you, you know, and he was like, oh, yeah, sure, and Wendy's, that place has, like, badass sausages. I'm just going to throw that out there. I had some breakfast food there. I just had a pretentious British voice pop into my ear and tell us that we have 90 seconds. Yeah.
Oh, 90 seconds. So well, thank you for tuning in, everyone. You can listen in archives. We might do a little bit more in archives. Just,
it'll keep going. It's just... Yeah, if you're listening live, the show's going to stop in a minute, but it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. You just check this out later and jump ahead 2 hours. But I do want to thank Nick Fury for doing the half a show with us, and but we should thank McNasty as well for being his guest. And
thank Mike and Monica and for freaking...
Fuck yeah. Let's thank Mike and Monica for putting together the Enchanted Music Festival.
Yeah, for sure, because that was awesome.
Giving us an awesome
great time. So this is amazing, and we need to get more of those festivals going like that. It's just it's good for the soul. It's good for humanity.
Gets everybody out together, and it's just positive energy abounding. That's what we need to fix the planet.
Yep.
I think that's the we're coming up on the live part again. So thanks everybody who for listening. Call back or you know tune back in a while after we go to archives and check out the rest of the show. All right, peace out. Good night, live people.
Good night.
Good night, Oxide Underground Radio. We rock.
After party, okay, yeah, oh my god.
Yeah. All right, we're in the after party right now, Mary Kat. Dun, 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 dun. So we didn't, nothing worked out there. We didn't have Amanda or Corey call in, but at least we got to hang out with Nick for a while and do part of a show tonight. I hope that other people enjoyed it. We should maybe cap up on it because I think like we there's the eye for an eye, the hand for a hand, for the dick for the razor.
See,
but
go,
what else, what do you have in your mind?
I think
would be like good punishments for people. I think for different things. Have you thought about like different things that people could do? What like an extortion?
Well, see,
somebody
if they were stealing
money,
they were like rich bankers and they were like freaking extorting all kinds of money from people and like living the high life and getting busted for something like that, then I think all their assets and everything should be taken away and they should be made to live on the streets.
I think maybe more servitude. I think that they should be made to be like butlers or servants of some sort type underneath the people that they're stealing the money from even. I don't know. Something
yeah,
that will humble
I
them.
Don't really know.
Yeah.
It just if you can't, you know, it just don't fucking be a dick. That's what it fucking boils down to. Don't be a fucking evil person or a person that, you know, show some compassion, be kind, and don't hurt anyone. And do whatever the fuck you want that makes you happy, as long as you hurt no one. You know? And that's just what it should be.
Right.
Everybody just needs to start buying that shit.
It gets back to that spreading positivity, not negativity thing. There's this balance in the universe that we have to keep a constant eye on.
And there's
you know?
So many of us out there who are, like, you know, spreading the positivity and, like, you know, trying to be, like, in service and help and be kind and compassionate. And there are those, but, you know, it's what the media feeds, though, too, you know. So, and that also puts out the negativity. So, you know, our show... It's not mainstream, but still people do listen and, you know, I like to think that they're like-minded. And so in this way it's helping, you know, them start, you know, keep on spreading positivity and things like that.
Yeah.
Pass it on.
I think, I'm an error.
Huh?
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, Ben, play some music. I'm going to go ahead and...
We should. I think this is something that we should think about and come back and touch on maybe later in another episode, because I think that we should look for punishments that not only are fitting to the crime but are more beneficial educationally. Because the point of, I mean, if you're not just going to issue the blanket death penalty and kill people for their crimes, then you should try to educate and rehabilitate them and make them better. So they don't do the same thing over again, right? And just sitting, there's got to be a better way, more specifically localized to focus towards the problem for the individual offenders than just throwing them all into jail, you know?
Yeah.
So let's think about that, and we'll retouch on this at a later time. We'll close out, and we'll leave you guys with some more music from bands that played the Enchanted Music Festival. I'm going to play some Reviva in a little. We'll play a little Good Green. We'll play some American Slang, and maybe some band with no name too, if we can fit that in there. We'll call it a night and wrap up Rips and Raps episode number 61 and Oxbow Underground Radio episode 26 and a half, Conglomeration Fun Time Hour episode 1.
There you go.
That feels like it deserves a da-da-da-da, don't you think?
Yeah, it does. Like, wow, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that shit. You don't even know how much game we got. We're so full of skills. All right, so, and on another note, I just got a confirmation message back from Rusta Rhymes, Mr. Rusty Rhymes. Comment will be there. Kurt Fletcher and Keith Breckenridge and Sarah Kendi and Margaret von Schnorkelstein, who will be our guest next week on Oxby Underground Radio, episode number 27. Will it be 27?
I don't know, Ben. I lost track. But good night, everybody. You just hang tight and freaking, everybody be good and do what the fuck you want as long as you don't hurt nobody. There you go.
That's right.
Good night. Mary's
right.
out.
Good night. Peace.
comfortable inside my mind. Fingers deep. direction, so I can't think clear.
To go. You cannot die, Highlander, unless, of course, your head comes away from your shoulders.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? you when we strike. Assassins flashing straight, smashing the lights. Prepared for the war and always ready to fight. Armed to the teeth with the words and the vibes. Can't let it slide, gonna ride to the death of us. Down to build bridges till they burn by the past of their flash. Band standing in the wake of Armageddon. You can stand as equals or you can get to seven. Let the band but hit you, let the reality set in. Stay in the palm that our fam is embedded. Contending is easy, stay on my good half. And you won't have to feel my wrath.
then I'm gonna free myself from the burdens of this place. Oh, and release myself like I ain't got. Never know.